continue our reading of the Gospel of Mark. Today we come to Mark chapter 15, and we'll read verses 1 to 20. You'll find it on page 1084 if you're using the Pew Bible. We have had the Jewish trial of the Lord Jesus, and now, at the beginning of the passage, how dreadful it is that the Jewish authorities delivered Jesus into the hands of Pontius Pilate. You know, they shouldn't be giving any Jew into Pilate's hands, much less the Lord of glory, who has attended his life and ministry with so many abundant proofs of his grace and truth that he is the Messiah. You know, at the beginning of his ministry, Jesus made the comment that light has shined in the world, but men hated the light and loved the darkness because their deeds were evil. And now we see the fruition of this. The Jewish authorities hand him over to Pontius Pilate, and he deals with him, and Jesus is respectful but not going along. And Pilate, he's a coward. He wants to buy off the crowd. He knows this is wrong. He senses that he's dealing with something greater than himself. So he appeals to the crowd. Oh, it's that time of the year when I set a prisoner free. Why don't I set Jesus free? And then goaded by the religious authorities, even the people. We say, well, the leaders are bad, but the people are okay. No, they're not. They cry out, crucify him. They demand, at the urging of their leaders, that Barabbas, a murderer, a revolutionary, be set free. Crucify him is the cry of the church. You know, one of the great mistakes if we read a passage like this is to say, oh, how awful they are. I'm so glad I would never do that. Do you realize that apart from the grace of God sovereignly regenerating you unto faith and calling you to himself somewhere in this crowd, either with the Romans or the Jewish leaders or the common people, at the end there, you know, Pilate scourges him. Just a few words, but that was a tormenting beating. Usually you died if you were scourged. It was that bad. And then they mock him and they spit on him and they revile him. It is we who are condemned, but it is also we who are saved. Because he loved us enough that he endured this as the mere preparation for what would ensue. Let me say, as we dread it, our hearts grieve this at the same time. Surely his people, we extend our hearts to him with love and adoration. He, the Lord of glory, endured this so that we who deserve the scorn, that we might be saved by his stripes indeed. It's we who are healed. Well, with that attitude in our hearts, let's give ear to the reading and hearing of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things, and Pilate asked them again, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. So the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him released, for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak and twisted together a crown of thorns. They put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. May God be praised through the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen.